Zoko. Zoko chests it down and it's collected by Moraes, who'll find Doughty. Doughty onto Akins. Akins looks out! Down the shot! And Stevenage do take advantage of this poor start from Peterborough. And it's Lucas Akins who's curled in a left foot shot into the top left hand corner. Peterborough 0, Stevenage 1.
What a goal, Steve! What a strike from Akins! Brilliantly chested down by Zoko on the halfway line. Moray picks it up. Doughty takes it on with his chest. Bursts through. Lays it out wide to Akins. Akins gets it trapped under his feet a little bit, doesn't he? And he just hits it with his left foot. We're right behind it. It's curled into the top right-hand corner. Goal of the month.
Caught in midfield there. It's all the balls work loose on the edge of the area. The shot will come in. It's blocked and Jones trying to get it away. There's a melee developing.
Referee's letting it go on. The ball's between Luke Jones's knees. It's hilarious.
And the referee eventually gives Stevenage a free kick. I have never, ever seen anything like that. Never in my days have I seen that before.
It's like being in the playground, isn't it? One of you's gone down and you think, you're not having the ball, it's between my knees. There must have been six players kicking Luke Jones on the floor there.
Well, Luke Jones had the ball caught in his legs. He was on the floor.
He blocked the shot, hadn't he?
Players from everywhere just came in and the referee was looking as if it was like a scrum, a ruck in rugby. I have never seen that before. Eventually, the free kick's awarded. It's always going to go to Stevenage, a free kick there.
Well, do you not? Is that not obstruction of the ball or something, Steve?
Well, I don't know. If he's trying to play it...
We couldn't get it out. He literally had fallen on it, hadn't he?
Still come loose inside that area and it's eventually cleared. It's not Jimmy Smith. Oh, he could be off here.
No. He's all right. That's a foul by Jimmy Smith just inside the Peterborough half.
Referee's
he is off.
Cross.
He is off. It's a yellow card. It's a second yellow card. Jimmy Smith's off. Oh, man.
Right.
You said that, Steve, didn't you?
Yeah.
You said that.
Worked up to Zoko.
He hangs on to it. He's not letting that go, is he?
Two blue shirts around in Zoko.
Oh, he swings and he's still got it.
Turns and coming away. He's still going, Zoko. That ball, he's almost getting to the edge of the area. Now, that is fantastic play from Francois Zoko.
Oh, no, it's a poor ball.
It's a poor ball. Just couldn't get it back to Michael Doughty.
How's he done that? How's he done that, Steve? He's at halfway inside his own half, tight to the touchline. He couldn't have come more than 2 yards from it, right to the 18-yard line. Oh, funny. That's 5 minutes of added time up.
There goes.
There is the final whistle.
There goes the final whistle. The Stevenage arms are aloft. That is 90 minutes of hard work from Graham West's men.
I enjoyed that, Steve.
I did.
That is a monumental performance from Graham Wesley's men out there. Every single one of them has grafted and worked and done everything that a Graham Wesley side knows and is renowned for. That is a brilliant, brilliant win.